grateful to be here. It is so good to be home. I got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous. There's a lot of y'all out yonder. Solidarity. Now, usually I wear my jacket, and I've gotten into the practice. I spent a summer doing pulpit supply at a church in Oklahoma. And in case you don't know, it's hot there. They have air conditioning, but it's still hot. And there were a few comments that it was kind of cool that I took my jacket off and rolled up my sleeves. It looked like I was getting ready to go to work. It was getting a little warm down there, so I thought, what the heck, let's just carry that on forward. So, this morning's scripture is from Matthew chapter 13, 33, verse 33. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with the three measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. Holy One, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now surely Melissa and Daniel were unaware of my background in chemistry when they gave me this text several months ago. They certainly couldn't have known that my high school teacher, Mr. Host, enjoyed connecting chemistry to everyday occurrences. So much so that we were encouraged to bring in exotic fruits and vegetables to ferment into alcohol. Yeast is a fungus. Essentially, it eats the sugars and the starches and produces alcohol and carbon dioxide. Now, Mr. Host was well aware that his class was composed of mostly male high school students. So it should come as no surprise that he related the carbon dioxide to fungal flatulence. Now, in addition to today's text, there are several other occurrences in the Bible where yeast and leavening are mentioned. Now, many believe that leavening or yeast represents only negative things or sin. They go so far as to call the bread of life, the Christ, unleavened bread. Yet here we are today with this text, Jesus relating yeast to the kingdom of heaven. Perhaps Jesus was using a common everyday practice to help people relate to something that was more difficult to understand. Perhaps yeast is like any other tool that can be used for good or for bad. Now let's spend a little bit of time with some of those other occurrences. The Israelites were directed to make leavened or unleavened bread as offering, depending on what type of offering it was. They were also instructed to make unleavened bread on the night of the Passover. Now, as they escaped Egypt, they were not going to have time to wait for that leavening to have its effect. From there, they would wander in the wilderness for 40 years. They hurried into the wilderness in order to wait for two generations to pass on. Paul warns the Corinthians that a little yeast will leaven an entire batch of dough. He urges them to clean out old yeast and become a new batch of leavening. Paul is referencing the Jewish tradition of removing all leavening from the home before Passover. Now, leavening at that time was just a piece of leftover dough that they would mix into a new batch of dough, and when the loaves were made and baked, they would save a portion of that for the next batch. It's not any different than what miners here in the mountains of Colorado would do with their sourdough bread. A little later in Matthew, in chapter 16, Jesus warns the disciples to watch out and beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, it took some scolding from Jesus, but the disciples finally figured out that Jesus was talking about the teachings of the Sadducees and Pharisees. Unleavened, leaven, new leaven, old leaven, good yeast and bad yeast. Is there any shortage of the evidence of the work of bad yeast in the world today? Just a little over a year ago, white supremacists marched in the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia, brandishing tiki torches and swastikas. They held a mirror up to the rest of the country and showed us who we've always been. The bad yeast had been allowed to grow because it was out of plain sight and therefore out of mind. The poison that it had fermented spilled out into the streets of Charlottesville. Now, as I watched the news unfold, I was reminded of Coach Jones, my fifth and sixth grade PE teacher. Now, one day he brought in a Nazi flag and dagger as souvenirs from his time spent in Europe in World War II. Now, the stories were probably inappropriate for fifth and sixth graders, but at the same time, it revealed a bit of what it took individuals to do to come together and defeat tyranny. Now, I don't know what Coach Jones would have done to the marchers in Charlottesville, but I can guarantee that I would not have wanted to be in their shoes. I was also reminded of Mr. Anderson, my fifth and sixth grade social studies teacher. Now, Mr. Anderson would have much preferred to tell us stories about Mayan, Incan, and Aztec culture, but on one occasion he shared a story of his time in Europe in World War II. The story was when his unit liberated a concentration camp in Germany. As usual, practice measured lecturing style became slow and cautious as he navigated those memories and the details. The story was meant to be shocking and horrific, and it was. At the end, he simply said, "Children, this must never be allowed to happen again." 40 years later, and I remember that story. 2 generations have passed, and I remember. Coach Jones and Mr. Anderson were part of the greatest generation. They were the good yeast that grew in opposition to the bad yeast of their time. Today is the second Sunday that we as a denomination take up a collection for reconciliation. Now, this is an effort that was started in 1968, shortly after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. It was the denomination's new leavening in answer to the old leavening of racism. Just last week, Mayor G.T. Bynum of Tulsa began an effort to find mass graves from the Tulsa race massacre in 1921. I would wager a guess that many of you don't even know what the Tulsa race massacre is, even though it ranks as one of the most horrific racial incidents of racial violence in the United States, in the history of the United States. I'll let that sink in a little bit. Now, Mayor Bynum's effort has already caused a stir. Who's going to pay for it? What will it cost? And I'm left to wonder what the cost has been to the families whose ancestors have been hidden away for generations in a mass grave. I wonder what they've already paid and continue to pay. The mayor's new leavening of accountability, standing against the old leavening of denial and cover-up. Also last week, this denomination's own Reverend Barber was given the MacArthur Genius Grant. It was awarded for his work in reviving the Poor People's Campaign, Moral Mondays, and other efforts. He is the new leavening that is reclaiming our faith tradition. He is new leavening that is standing with the oppressed against oppression. He is a new leavening that is standing against the old leavening that are the modern day Sadducees and Pharisees. Now, how could I go on talking about good yeast and new leavening without mentioning my home church, Heart of the Rockies? You continue to nurture and grow batches of new leavening. Kids at Heart, the Community Garden, Faith Family Hospitality, and I'm sure since I have been gone, there are many more programs that have been nurtured and grown. I know of many youth that have gone on to work for nonprofits and be the new leavening in the world. I know many more that have been nurtured by the good yeast that is at the core of Heart of the Rockies. Many that I have known have gone on to be nurturers of new leavening in the world in their day-to-day lives. Now, there are so many pastors that have come out of this community. Amanda Henderson, Alan and Julie Corey, Linda Harding. I know from personal experience how you nurture seminarians, Donna Green and myself. I see you over there. Aaron Tyler is going to be in seminary soon. I cannot wait for you to join us on this journey. The systemic problems of the world are often too overwhelming to begin to even think about how to tackle them. Racism, sexism, homelessness, hunger, mental illness. The list goes on and on and on. But there is hope. When I began working in the high-tech industry almost 30 years ago, I could count on one finger the number of female colleagues. When I finished that career 2 years ago, the environment was completely different. And it wasn't even, but there were many more females in the industry. I'm quite sure that if I walked into a high school chemistry class tomorrow, that I would find many more young women there than were in Mr. Host's chemistry class. There has been some new leavening at work in the world. So where do we begin with these big systemic problems? There are systems that have been built and grown for generations. It will take generations to dismantle them. It will take generations of intentional work. It will take generation after generation of new leavening and good yeast. I am convinced that we must be patient and allow the leavening to do its work. There is one small detail in today's scripture that could use a little more explanation. And when Jesus talks about mixing the leavening into the dough, really he's talking about kneading. Now, dough must be kneaded in order to strengthen the gluten fibers so that they are better able to contain the bubbles. As a baker at a restaurant in Phoenix, when I was in college the first time around, I made hundreds of loaves of bread, thousands upon thousands of hamburger buns, thousand more dinner rolls, hundreds of hot dog buns. I needed a lot of dough. Now, it works different muscles than your average everyday activities, and in my experience, it was in the forearms. This is why I'm convinced that Popeye was really a baker and not a sailor. It's a theory. I remain convinced that we must wait and be patient and allow the leavening to do its work, but I am also convinced that we need to knead and nurture the dough all along the way. Perhaps we'll need to develop different muscles. The Israelites made unleavened bread because they were in a hurry to escape Egypt. There is no escape from the systemic problems of the world. May we continue to be the new leavening in the world, the good yeast, and grow the kingdom here on earth until it is finally realized in all its glory. May it be so.